Oh, it was brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Yeah, I really did need that personally, and obviously for the team, it was delightful just to help them, and help us get up to a reasonable score on that wicket.
Yeah. You've been having a shocking run of form. You've been finding every way to get out as well.
Yeah, I know. I mean, obviously I came back from Australia in pretty good nick, and the whole of my pre-season went really, really well. And then, just things, as you said, things just started to sort of go wrong and what have you. But, thankfully, Bump stuck with it, and, we worked through a few things, and just ultimately, at the end of the day, just needed to really knuckle down and get some runs.
Still very deep in your crease. Is that something that you've just started doing, or...?
Yeah, it's the very first time I've did it, and believe me, I will be doing it again. So yeah, no, that was pretty useful, and I just use it as a way of giving me options to score.
Does that give you more time to pick up the line and the length of the ball because you stood so deep?
Yeah, I think because it was a slow wicket, it was important to let it do what it was going to do. So that's what I looked to do. I looked to let the ball spin and then try and work it from there.
And as you were getting nearer and nearer, 200, Matt Pardo came in, gave you some good support there.
Yeah, Pardo was in before me, actually, but yeah.
Well, he was, just before. Yeah, well, you almost came in together.
It was obviously just good to have that time in the middle, and, as we said before, it's just good to face those balls and actually just bat for a period of time. It's obviously the longest I've batted this year, so it was actually nice just to be out there.
What's it doing? Impossible to tell from where we are at square leg. Is it turning much?
Yeah, it's rag and square. It is turning, but it's just one of those situations where, on turning wickets, they still have to bowl well. Things don't just happen for you, and obviously they bowl well in periods, and they bowl well to sort of get that little collapse from us. But then, it was just about sort of seeing through those periods, and as soon as they bowled short, it was something that we could jump on, which obviously being deep in my crease helped me, so.
93 for 6, 291. You'd be happy with that.
Yeah, obviously it was. It's good to get to that score. Thanks, mate. I think that's going to be a really good score on that wicket. Obviously, if Mo can get his finger out and actually turn the ball, we should be all right.
It's the slowest opening bowler I've ever seen, Mo.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy, but hopefully, if he gets a bit of revs on the ball, we should be all right.